you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I'm Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakeson, right there.
Hey.
Really interesting episode, fun episode. Anya Zora comes in the studio. We kind of...
Zova.
Zova?
Oh my God, dude, you are such a raging ass.
By the way, you didn't even question it, you fucking jackass.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to think of some reason to call you an ass. I didn't realize you were giving it to me in that moment.
What'd you say, Zova?
Zova.
Zova. I knew Zova. That.
Zova. Zova.
Cool as fuck, by the way. Really
sure.
Cool.
Sure. Not cool enough to learn her name, though. Am I right? God
Zona?
Damn, we look like
Zopa?
Assholes.
Sloma?
Guys, this is the super episode.
No, really cool chick. We have a really fun episode. By the way, a very unique competition goes on the show. We talk about her wild career. And we recap Skankfest. Really good episode. We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I use the code STR to get 20% off at gasdigitalnetwork.com. And here it is right now, the Anya. What, Jay?
Zoya.
No, Zova, you Zova, fucking Zova. Cock.
Zova.
On the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone fuck the whole. It's beat, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Harrington.
Ralph, as I watched that intro, let me ask you.
You know what I liked about it? I never noticed when it says the shit show, you see me shitting.
Yeah.
I never noticed that before.
Perfect timing.
Do you think... I've asked myself this a lot. Do you think that if you died tonight,
very likely,
that there is a great catalog of stuff to put together, a hell of a I Will Remember You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's nice, isn't it?
I got some crazy stuff.
Yeah?
You know, I have videos of me interviewing Ozzy and Lemmy and all the shit like that, Ship Rocked and all that shit. You could do a good one for me.
Nice.
How about you?
Want to do a suicide pact?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Right across from me is Big J. My hair looks a little crazy. Look at my hair.
Yeah. Well, Shannon says it's the camera.
Yeah.
It's
we got to get whatever.
She has the monitor.
I look like a monster on
it
these
didn't
cameras.
Didn't want to say it on mic that your hair looked crazy.
It looked fucking crazy.
I look like I have the complexion of AIDS.
We got to fix these cameras on that. I also I started doing the HIM shampoo.
Oh.
To grow my hair back. I think it's coming back pretty good.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they're doing the HIM shampoo. I think it's, look.
Yeah, magic shampoo.
I think it's
your hair grow back.
I'll do it one more time. There it goes.
That's pretty cool.
I
know there's magic shampoo for that.
Really quick, we just got to talk about a couple things. We'll introduce our guest, but then we got to talk about a couple things, okay?
Yes.
So I'll give her the right intro, okay?
Please.
She's been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. On MacGyver, on the assassination of Johnny Versace.
Nice.
She has. She's a former WWE woman.
NXT.
World Cup kickboxer.
Okay.
Black belt in Taekwondo.
Sick.
Lawyer.
Nice.
Comedian. And currently
Where's
touring.
Where's the law degree from, though?
Schweppes.
Russian
thing.
Putin's dicey.
Putin school, it's called the Putin School of Law.
Yeah, it's dicey. That's Putin, dicey over there.
It's called the Drago I Must Break You Law Academy.
Yeah. it's never called a murder in a boxing ring.
And it's currently doing the Make Laughs Not War comedy thing to awareness for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Half Russian, half Ukrainian. It is Anya Zova.
Hey, guys.
Although I looked up your original last name is much longer. I can't pronounce
Bogomazova.
It. Bogomazova.
Oh, my gosh. You said it right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I know about 25.
B-O-K-O.
I know about 25 Russian words, by the way.
Can I tell you what? Shut up.
That's how I get in Russian girls' pants. I know those words.
She has to.
I'll tell you why.
Pashli Demoy.
I know her real name, too, because whenever we have somebody on a show coming on who I don't know, I always type in their name and the word nude. And I did that with Zova and Baba Kasova.
Okay, and neither one came up.
Neither one. No nudes.
No nudes.
That's disappointing.
Thanks God.
Yeah.
No nudes at all.
I got worried for a second. I'm like, is there nudes of me?
Well, in my search, you would only bring up professional
yeah.
or stuff that was out there already.
Is there your nudes online?
Do I have nudes somewhere?
Well, there's a little one. Bit. There's one.
Yeah. There's one somewhere. You heard that I hate it.
I'm gonna. You know, by the way, I'm gonna ask some of your comedian friends.
Yeah.
I bet you one of them has it saved somewhere.
It would be Keith, Bobby. I don't think Bobby.
I feel like
has
Bobby
it.
Might have it. I don't know.
I think
why.
He would have brought it up.
Maybe saving it for a special occasion.
She's trying to whip it out on a really big day.
Really big day. All right. So first, look, I'm sorry. We have to start with because we just came back from Skankfest as we're doing this live. And a couple of weird things happened, one specific, that we have to address, or it would be weird if we didn't. Because for a month straight, we talked about how one of the guys that works here, the social media guy, Gay Blind Mike, we were going to get him late on Skankfest for a very special SDR live. We've done a live SDR at every Skankfest. And we hired three professional porn star entertainment chicks, and he was going to do a full-on dating game. And get his first time, he's 20, I want to say 24, 20, 23, I think he's 23, 24. And the first time he gets laid, he was going to fuck a like professional
porn star.
And we had a dating game set up. It was all great to go, right? I get to Vegas Friday morning. I think that's right. Friday morning. And as soon as I turn my phone on after the plane, my phone is blowing up like crazy from Lainey, who's been on the show, a part of the show forever since we started, helps us put these kind of crazy things together. She said, what the fuck happened? Why did you not tell me this? Why is nobody? And I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. She said, look at this picture. The pictures aren't coming through. I just turned my phone on. I'm like, Lainey, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Give me a second. And I ask Shannon, but it's like early in the morning in Vegas. I have no idea. Still not too sure when I get to, I went straight to the venue.
Maybe early in the morning, so the show is at 12.
Maybe it was 1.
Yeah.
But I left in the morning, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's just when I arrived, right? And I went, dropped off my shit at the hotel, the room was not ready, and I just came to the venue. And as soon as I see Jay, the literal first thing out of your mouth was, they kind of fucked up what we're going to do on SDR, on Legion opening night, Thursday night at Skankfest. I don't know how many. I think it's
that
three.
Opened, it was Friday.
Yeah, so it was a Friday. Okay, so there's about 3,000 people there, right? I think roughly at the venue.
But at the
entire weekend. Yeah. So can you give your perspective? Because what I, and then we'll talk about what happened afterwards. So just kind of lay it out there.
It came up that he was a virgin, Gay Blind Mike. Mm-hmm. I don't quite remember exactly how that happened. But Lewis said we can get this guy laid right here, and he started like, who would fuck Gay Blind Mike or whatever. And I was, people were, a girl particularly volunteered, and I said, I was like, dude, I go, this is like literally the SDR show's whole thing. And Lewis just pushed forward and fucking had the girl come up, and yeah, she blew him under the table, which was weird.
Right, and then they went back to her house, to her room, and they had sex, right?
Was it a porn star or just...
No, just some...
No.
Something that was the opposite of a porn star.
Was she attractive?
You know, I don't want to be... Yeah. Shannon, what are your thoughts?
Sweet lady.
Shannon?
A really great fan.
Great fan with a good heart.
Great fan with a good heart. Fair enough. So that, by the way, if he just got blown... I think we could have salvaged it. Mm-hmm. But what he did, which is fucking idiotic, is he put up a picture online on the Gas Digital social media channels with his arm around the girl and said, got laid last night on Legion of Skanks, right? So two of the three girls that now follow Gas Digital because they knew they were coming
I have no anger towards Gay Blind Mike.
None. He's a horny 23-year-old. What I have anger for is putting it up on social media. Because what happened was when he did that, two of the porn stars were like, well, we were fucking a virgin.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this now. And they bail. Mm-hmm. Right? So Lainey starts looking for another girl. And we don't know if we're going to find anyone.
Why, they think he's going to last too long now? You got laid once? Yeah, they just, oh, I'm not going to have this fucking cocksmith come in here and blast me open.
Yeah.
I have to walk tomorrow. Yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow.
So my thoughts were now that we lost some girls. And I just don't want to fucking hodgepodge a show together. Plus, as I walk around the venue... At least 50 times people came up to me and goes, oh, my God, Legion stole the show. You're not going to do it now, right? Like, oh, it's fucked up. I was like, yeah, let's just fucking not do an episode. Instead of trying to fucking cobble together nonsense that would not be anywhere near as wild, let's just forget about it, right? Yeah. And that led to an argument with me and Lewis. But the part that makes it...
Probably a long overdue argument.
Long overdue argument. But what makes it so crazy, and this is where you can tell me, feel free to tell me that I'm being wrong in this situation. and I'm sorry that we have to just, I just want to clear the air here. For years, Jay's other show with Lewis, which is the biggest show on the network, is called Legion of Skanks, hence the term Skankfest for the comedy festival. 2 years ago now, well, they did this for 3 or 4 years, Battle of the Bands, right? 3 years, 4 years? Yeah, I don't know.
Probably three times.
And long story short, 1 year they decided not to do it last minute. Doesn't matter why they decided they're not going to do it. All the bands submitted already, but they're not going to do it.
Ari, did, that was against
the thing. Yeah, I know. It. But I'm saying, yeah. She doesn't know the whole fucking presidential story, but Ari
put
the
cut.
Ari Shaffir put the kibosh on it, right? So I had an idea. I said, this will be funny, because always I felt their Battle of the Bands was done very last minute, cobbled together kind of Battle of the Bands. Let's do it the way we would do it on, like, the radio show. Let's get fucking celebrity judges. Let's get a real prize. So I got, who do we have? Jelly Roll was coming in. Andrew WK was coming in. Corey Glover was coming in, and a few others.
I know Jelly Roll this weekend.
I know you did. He was there. Right, yeah. I know. And we DM'd. He told me. That was him. He wants to be part of it. Skankfest next year. And then I called a friend of mine who's in Megadeth, and not anymore, but he was in Megadeth, and he has a record label, and I got them to agree the winner will be given a record deal.
Oh my right, God,
and then I have another friend of mine that's produced tons of albums for bands, and he says he will produce the record. I said, this is fucking a crazy deal, and we'll steal the bands that did not get to be on the Battle of the Bands for Skankfest, and we'll make it a thing on SDR. That'll be funny and fun. Like, we stole it because they can't do it, and Lewis didn't want me to do it because it was his idea. He created Battle of the Bands, so we couldn't do it, right? So that, I feel, the 180 is we're doing this show, and he's like, oh, no, let's just do it now anyway. So he ruined that show, but I wasn't allowed to take that. That's weird.
It's shitty.
It's bizarre. Yeah, it is bizarre. But to me, once we made the decision, all right, we're not doing it, let's just move on. Fine, let's just fucking move on. But we ended up arguing a couple of times throughout the weekend, and that's why I left a day early.
Did you leave a day early?
I left. I changed my flight for $50 to get the fuck out a day early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they tried to loop me in into their whole conversational world, you know, Rebecca, Christine, and Lewis. And I just didn't want to be a part of it. I was like, I'm just going to fuck. I spent Sunday there, and then I left.
You were going to stay till Tuesday.
I was going to stay till Monday. And I left Sunday night.
Oh, red eye.
I took the red eye. Yeah, I took the red eye. Yeah. So there.
First
class. But by the way, this is, you want to hear some shitty?
What airline?
Delta.
Nice.
It was supposed to be Delta One, which is like the super fancy.
It's not that.
It's fancier than first class.
Sure.
Right?
It was just first class.
But it was just first class. Night. And I called to complain, and I got $500 back.
Nice. Because
I'm a Jew.
I did JetBlue Mint back from Vegas, and I had the television didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On my flight back from London, the television didn't work to the guy next to me. They gave him, which I think is crazy, 200,000 miles.
Wow, damn. That's a lot.
That's like fucking a flight to Europe. It's crazy.
Yeah, two flights probably, or round trip.
Yeah, round trip. That's crazy because this fucking thing didn't work.
Damn. Well, they gave me $50.
Do you have any junior?
I don't even fly JetBlue that much.
No, it's funny. That's
I'm a Delta guy.
Yeah, I'm a Delta guy. I just got silver status.
I'm Diamond. That's pretty cool.
Are you Diamond?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd fly all the fucking time. That's why. That makes sense.
Every weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm on Delta day after tomorrow.
Shane Gillis was next to me on the flight out. Godfrey was on. There was like seven. Joe DeRosa was on. It was like eight comics on the flight on the way out, which was funny. Yeah. That was kind of cool. All right. So I just had to clear the air with that. Done. Feel better. That's why we didn't do a Skankfest SDR.
For those Digital in Jeopardy.
Not in Jeopardy.
Go ahead.
By the way, I would say this. Once a year, Lewis and I have an argument. It happens. Who doesn't fight with their, whether it's business partner or lover?
Is it always over his complete lack of respect for you and your bits?
Business partner and lover, and in Lewis and I's case, both.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine.
You guys are mixing work and sex.
That's the problem. That's the problem. So there, that ends that. Case closed. That is why there was not a skank fest of the SDR show.
Yes.
Yes. Although, do you have any highlights from the weekend?
No.
None?
No. I mean, I did my special there. So.
That was great. I was at the beginning of the first one, or the whole first one, and I saw the tail end of the last one.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
It was all my money.
Was it all your money now? Was it?
Wow. Yeah.
That's weird. I think that they would have like kicked in some dollars, Skankfest.
Why?
I don't know.
I own it. So, I mean, I have to like pay for it.
Oh, sure. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
You filmed two or filmed one?
They gave me the venue. What'd you say?
You filmed two shows? Or
two shows, yeah. But yeah, man, that is, it's wildly expensive.
I imagine. It was a good team, by the way.
Oh, the best.
What a difference.
The way they made it look was.
It looked beautiful. As I watched from the monitors backstage, it looked fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like pros.
Yeah.
These are like hired by HBO and Netflix, generally pros.
Yeah, it was great. And Ari was cool. Everything about it was cool.
It's great.
We weren't allowed to talk backstage because the sound carried.
Yeah.
And then Dave Smith came in. He didn't know. He's like, what's so up, funny. Everybody?
Yeah, I heard you.
That was great. Okay, so now that that's out, let's readdress the young lady in the room here.
Anya Zova.
Anya Zova. Why did we shorten it? Is it because it's just too hard for us dumb Americans?
It is. It's too long.
With our circumcised penises. Our
dumb circumcised penises and our fucking democratic ways.
We're so stupid with our circumcised penises.
Yeah. Why am I going to make your life harder? It's hard enough.
And you're also, you're 6'1", right?
I am 6'1".
That's crazy. Is your whole family tall?
My dad is like 6'2". My mom is like 5'9". Like, not crazy tall. Like, they tall, that's but tall. Yeah.
All right. So first, the obvious question.
By Isabella, my daughter's 6'2".
Your daughter is fucking tall.
She's 6 foot tall and like I'm 6'2", and her mom's like 5'9".
Mm-hmm. Nice. So
yeah, she's not like.
My mom is 5'2" and I'm 6'6".
Wow. Ooh. How did that happen?
Yeah. And my dad was like 5'11".
Okay.
But I looked.
Nerd.
Yeah. I looked exactly like my dad. But I don't know where I came
except
from. Except gigantic. Yeah. And I have a twin brother who's 5'7". And we don't look anything like it. It's crazy. I made my brother happy because like two people came up to me at Skankfest and asked, is my brother ever going to come to one of these things?
Oh.
Yeah. And I just thought that was nice. And I said, he's never in a fucking million years.
Why wouldn't he?
He would hate stories.
It.
He
Why?
Would, he would just hate it. He would never come.
Why would he hate it?
He doesn't like big groupy things. He would fucking hate it. He wouldn't do it.
He's like goes a Ibiza with you and shit, doesn't he?
That was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Not anymore. He's not the guy now?
No, he's not that guy.
Oh.
And then also the other highlight, which Shannon took a picture of to prove somebody brought my book to Skankfest for me to sign, which made me really happy.
Nice.
Yeah, really fucking cool.
A person.
One book. I don't care. I sold
1,999 people not giving a shit.
Yeah, no, I sold a little over 3,000 books. Right, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Oh, that's good.
It's pretty cool. But anyway.
Yeah, for a book of nothing.
For a book with
it's empty pages.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 words.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, eat less. Chapter 2, work out more. If workout's one word, it's.
And then like 100 empty pages?
And then 100 empty pages. That was my guaranteed guide to weight loss and fitness.
Yeah, and they can write whatever they want in this book.
And they can fill in their, they can journal. That's what it was for.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And this is a longtime sponsor at this point, I have to say. It's rockauto.com, everybody.
It almost makes you want to buy a car.
For over 20, I have a car and they've zooted me up with some nice shit, actually. I'm a big fan of some, I'm a sucker for some just.
Do you have anything, by the way,
aesthetic stuff?
Do you have anything cutesy in your car? I'm like, oh, that's fun.
No, not cutesy. I try to make everything cool.
Okay, so what's a cool thing in your car? Like lights or anything special?
Yeah, the lights, the ambient lights I got.
You got those? Okay.
Yeah, it's that's probably the coolest thing. Okay. Also, and just my stereo rules. RockAuto.com has the auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. Look, it's a hard time right now with people not working. And everything being behind on stuff, if you go to a car parts store, good luck if you find the stuff. But they have everything you need available at rockauto.com at the lowest possible prices. Whether you're a mechanic or a person working your car in your garage, they have everything you need. So let them know we sent you when you go to rockauto.com. There's a little box. You can type in the SDR show. That lets them know that we sent you. It helps us out. But you don't even need a promo code because the prices are already that good. RockAuto.com, all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. All right. Let's get the fuck back into it.
All right. So now you're doing this tour, Make Laughs, Not War. Why are you staring at Shannon?
I don't know. Your book.
They can journal.
Does Shannon have a book? No.
Are you mad that I'm, I don't know, barely, I never plug my book anymore.
No, it's just like a gag gift.
Yeah, but it's a book. It is a book.
It's not a book, dude.
What would you call Spencer's. It? What would you call it?
It's like.
But what is it? Here, give me this. What would you call it? It's not a book?
It's like a journal, like you said.
But it's a book. A journal is a book.
No, but a book is like implies there's information in it.
There is. Solid information.
There's not. It's two pieces of paper, dude.
But I don't know how else to call it. It's a, what else? I don't, to call it a journal doesn't make sense. It's a book. It's a book.
You did not spend time writing a book, Ralph.
I did.
You didn't. You didn't put a book out. No, you're
selling. Number 33 on Amazon.
You're selling people a book.
Yes.
A journal that has two things written in it.
Eight things.
No, eight words. 8 words. Two things. It's insane. You're selling a spiral notebook.
It's nicely. It's a nice book. It looks good.
It's for lazy people who doesn't want to read.
I stand by it. Anyway. All right, so the first obvious question, by the way, because you're half Ukrainian, half Russian,
yep.
Right?
Who are you rooting for?
And you started this tour that you're doing, the Make Laughs Not War, because of the war. Is that fair enough? You got it to comedy, I don't know how long ago, a couple years ago.
4 years.
Yeah, and then you started this recently, obviously, when the war broke out.
Is it an ensemble crew you're touring with, or is that what you're calling your tour?
And it's what I'm calling my tour, like because I'm doing different cities, so I just book comics in the city where I'm...
Yeah, like Mark Norman played last night with you at Caroline's, right?
He killed it.
So the obvious question, which I know...
Did you have sex with Mark Norman?
Did you have sex with Mark Norman? No. He is good looking.
He is good looking. I agree.
And he's funny.
Married.
Is he married? No.
Almost. He's married.
Getting there. I think it's in a month or so.
Okay. So I know your family is pro Ukraine and against Putin. I know you said that. But I would have to imagine coming out and doing this comedy, you do shit on Putin, right? A, you probably can't go back to Russia.
I can't.
And B, there's probably family of yours in Russia that are against what you're doing.
They really brainwashed.
Right.
And they treat me like, oh, Anya, you brainwashed. Like, they feel sorry for me. It's like, oh, you watch American news. Oh, you poor thing. Like, are you okay? Like, you just need to stop watching American. You need to stop watching American TV, you know.
Right.
So they are brainwashed.
But even though your father and your mother are on your side, they think they're brainwashed also.
Yeah. We try not to talk about it because they, like... They're just regular people that watch Russian TV and they believe wherever they see theirs.
And when you started this special, you made a conscious decision, okay, now I know I can't ever go back to Russia, but it's worth it for me to do this.
It's worth it because that's what my father fought for all his life. It's freedom, you know, and we don't have it in Russia. So that's what I'm doing.
And your parents are still together and they're here?
They're here. They moved to the States. They're together.
That's cool.
That's why Ralph likes Russian girls. They don't understand freedom.
They don't understand freedom. They understand cage in my fucking bedroom. They understand that. They send three meals a day. They get that.
Yeah. Read this new book I wrote cover to cover.
You know, by the way, my food is fukusna.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it is.
Fukusna is delicious, isn't it? Fukusna.
It's not Russian food. Fukusna?
Fukusna.
Fukusna.
That's sorry.
Made up a word.
Ya golodny. It means I'm hungry.
Wow. He did a lot of Russians.
I know. I did. Yeah. Oh, it was very, very
children.
Well done. Like 9-year-olds is my wheelhouse.
Okay, too much information for
so
me.
Underage children, get help. If you get out of here alive tonight, send help.
I'm going to be okay.
I looked up delicious in Russian. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Vkusny.
It's close enough. Vkusny.
No. She didn't know what you said.
Vkusny.
Vkusny, it's something, like food is vkusny. Vkusny, if it's a guy, is vkusny.
Well,
it's...
Jay is vkusny.
Well.
I'm a male meal.
All right, so I talked about it a little bit in condensed form, but you have a wild background. You started with, when you were a kid, you got into fighting, right?
I was 14 when I started.
Right, which is, well, to me, it's a full-fledged adult.
It's an adult. It was late,
Krasnofield played ball, Rouse plays ball.
But you have a black belt.
In Russia, by the way, a 14-year-old is a retired gymnast.
Yeah, it is.
You have a black belt in Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. That started first.
No, I started kickboxing, and then I realized that I need to work harder on my kicks.
Okay.
So then I started training for Taekwondo to improve my kicks, and I got... black belt.
Right. And your father was a like a power lifter, but your grandfather was an actual fighter.
Boxer, yeah.
Right, that's cool. And you never met him, though?
I met him once when I was like 5 years old.
Okay.
And punched her square in the face.
Taught her very young age.
Block, idiot.
I still have his gloves. The only thing actually I have from him is like old, like leather boxing gloves, which is super cool.
That's pretty cool.
Now I think, yeah.
And then this part is wild, and I mean, I might be wrong because I fuck up my research a lot, but after 1 month of training kickboxing, your coach asked you to enter a competition, and you won.
No. Well, yes and no. So I did enter the competition because he was like, oh, let's just try it out.
Give her a second, Jay. Shut your fucking mouth.
You were just wrong.
It's well, let's see how wrong I am.
Damn, you sound like
I said
idiot.
Yes and no.
So yes, it was and no.
Like, yes and no.
Yeah, but the no really stunk. Idiot.
You love when he's wrong, huh?
It happens so rarely.
Nothing makes me happier. It happens
like
so
a
much.
Check mark book somewhere? He needs his book to like wrong.
He needs to read my book, Jay. I'll clear you up right away.
Yes. So after 1 month, he took me to competition and I lost.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, well, hold on a second. You know more than I do. You are right. First, I won the local championship.
Hold on. Tell him, what did you say before that?
You were right.
Oh, she feels bad for you. She's sympathetic.
No, I'm not thinking. How do you know this information?
Don't you fucking worry how I know my information.
Damn, no, I'm concerned.
I told you.
I like stalkers. But, and then the second competition I lost. And this one I started taking my training really seriously. I'm like, I don't want to lose ever again.
Okay, that's pretty wild. And you ended up kickboxing world champion in 2011.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
How long do you keep? How many fights involved to get to that level?
Well, I kind of like for women's wheel, like, you know, like I was always in heavyweight division. I was super skinny but tall. Like it's 65 kilos and up. And usually it's like 3 to 4 fights to get to the finals. So usually boys that have to have 6 fights. So for girls, it's less competition, but they still have to fight. So yeah, I would say average like 3-4 fights.
That's wild. And how long did you hold the title? Was that 1 year?
1 year, okay. Yeah. And then I moved here, so I didn't compete the second
year. That's pretty wild.
You left the champion.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm... Yeah,
retired champion.
Retired champion. I'm like, I'm done.
That's
did what I wanted.
That's pretty
fucking cool. Pretty great.
But then here's the thing that's crazy. Somehow, you get into the WWE next. I don't know
NXT.
Enough about the WWE.
NXT.
NXT. NXT. Is it like
next,
a...
NXT. I shorten it. No. I shorten it.
NXT.
I don't know.
He really wants to be right this time.
I don't know what it is. I don't know anything. I just know she was in the WWE. But you did promos for the WWE, and that's what got you into the idea of doing acting.
Correct. Should they like make it like, I don't know,
okay,
wrong,
like a checklist,
the right
wrong
checklist,
right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so how did you even start with the WWE?
Well, I moved here and I didn't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I'm done with kickboxing. Should I switch to MMA or boxing? Because female boxing is Olympic now. So I'm like, this would be cool, you know, to be an Olympic game. And then I got approached by WWE and I knew who Hulk Hogan is.
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. Approached how? Like, where? How did they even get aware of you?
Well, I had a manager.
Okay.
So, and kickboxing manager. And so I reached out to him. And he was like, do you want to do it? I'm like, honestly, I mean, I watched it as a kid, but I wasn't like a big fan. Like, I know what it is. My father was probably bigger fans than I am. I'm like, okay, I'll come for tryout.
You probably also called it next because you didn't know any better.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't exist when she was younger.
Yeah.
Fuck do I know. I
it
know.
Was FCW before NXT.
I have no idea. All right, continue.
Look at your ass, dude.
There's a competition going on here.
You look like a fucking fool. You're embarrassing yourself.
Listen, I am a best-selling author.
I want to throw this drink so bad.
Do you want to write a book?
Jay. Jay, from 2003 to 2004, she was playing tennis also.
I've been asked to write a book before, and I will tell you, I'm like, what am I going to write about?
I have a book for you.
I wish I wasn't like, hey, you know what would be a real dildo-y thing to do?
How would you call it?
Write 2 pages and make a bunch of empty books and then tell people I wrote a book.
And say, call myself a best-selling author. All right, so they come to you.
How would you call it? Hold on, I want to know the name of your book.
Ralph's an asshole? Ralph's always wrong?
No, I don't have a book, but I've been asked to write a book, but I have nothing, nothing interesting to write about.
Well, that's the difference between you and I. I obviously had something very interesting to write about. Okay, so then this is what I heard again, and I could be wrong. You get into the WWE, and you break your trainer's nose on the first day. Is that right?
No, it's part of my stand-up routine.
Oh, well, at least it's close.
It's close. I broke another wrestler's nose, which he was helping me to learn the move, and I accidentally broke his nose.
Okay.
Brian, I love you. Sorry about that.
Damn. Yeah. Moronic again. Another bad fact.
How about you want to keep running and see how many times I get wrong?
Throw another one of these horseshit facts
out there. Is it
true
that you were training so hard?
You killed a unicorn once and it took its powers?
I love unicorns. I would never kill
it. Is it? Oh, so does Shannon. You have something else in common with Shannon. You both wanted to marry The Rock. I know that.
Yes.
Shut up. You guys
should
kiss.
Share.
Look, how come you don't give me props for that? Right? Is it true that one time in the WWE you were training so hard you actually fell asleep standing up? Is that true?
How do you know that?
How do you know that? Don't give me the finger, you weirdo.
That's how I know that.
This is not in my set.
Oh, I think you put a wire in your house.
Yeah, I've been following you for years.
Yeah, check that plant by your bed. There's a microphone in it.
And I don't know who these people are, but apparently in the WWE, Sasha and Charlie were the favorite wrestlers you worked with.
Yeah, Sasha Banks is, she's a niece of Snoop Dogg. And Charlotte, she's...
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And she's the most hardworking woman in the... Well, she... got released a few months ago. And Charlotte is Ric Flair's daughter.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know either of those. And Dusty Rhodes apparently was always very nice.
Love him.
Okay, I don't know who any of these people are, but it means something to him.
The American Dream, dude?
I don't know anything. I thought it was next.
I don't, can I be honest with you? I'm telling you, I don't know anything about wrestling beyond probably 2001 or two. But, you know, I
know the names. When you say the names, I know who they are, but I don't
know. Yeah, but Dusty Rhodes.
I know the name.
In the 70s.
I know the name.
You were never, as a kid, ever got into wrestling?
Never.
Really?
He's Jewish.
Was there no wrestling in the 40s?
Jewish people don't watch wrestling.
No, the 1840s there was
not. Oh, because you're Jewish?
Yeah.
And Kanye was right about you.
Who's kosher?
Kanye's so right about you.
Yeah.
You and your fucking Jew bullshit.
Dumb Jew bullshit. dumb kosher nonsense.
I'm so sick of your Jew bullshit.
Yom Kippur shit. Yeah.
Shana Tova, fuckface.
And then apparently also in the WWE, somehow you got an injury and there's a plate in your arm. Is that true?
No plate, but still.
Wow, look at that.
What was the injury?
How did that happen?
You got rock bottoms.
I wish it would be a cool story. Well, I sent Andy, but I think I... Can I? Yeah. It was just a weird move I did. Like, there's a ring, right? Hold on, I'm going to show it to you. So let's imagine this is a ring. There are like four rocks.
Instead of a Coke mirror? Okay.
Corner, right? So you run into the corner, you grab the bottom ropes, and you jump and you put your legs over the corner.
Okay, but are you flipping forward?
Flipping forward.
Okay.
So you're basically handing your hand down and your arms down and your legs over. You can imagine it.
Yeah, Jay, this is one of Jay's sex moves.
It's like they flung you into the turnbuckle and that's you're going upside down. Yeah.
And you can jump over if you want to escape the ring or you can go back. So I've done this move a bunch of times, but one time I didn't check the ropes and I just ran and one of the ropes were loose. So when I grabbed it, I'm lucky I'm alive because I could have fallen on my head. Like somehow my body cooperated and I just jumped back and I heard like a sound on my head. So yeah, they put a plate, but then they took it off after a year.
Wow. Yeah. And now it's total mobile.
It's
fine.
Yeah, that's good. Fine. I have full flexibility.
Do you still practice any of your taekwondo or kickboxing or any of that shit or no?
No, because I do have the technique, but no speed anymore. And if I try, I get upset at myself. I'm like, I know what I was capable of. So it's like, I'm not.
Well, then Shannon, you picked the right night to jump her.
Because we're going to do
Shannon's going to jump you.
We're going to do some sort of competition a little bit.
I know she looks sweet, but she's going to wreck your shit.
looks tough, actually.
We have some competitions that we're going to do in a little bit, but we'll get into that in a few minutes.
Who can do the most coke in a minute?
Who can do the most coke in a minute? Jay.
I've done the least coke of anyone here, probably.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you ever done coke? Well, don't answer that now. It's the end of the question. But I only did one line in my life, and it was right here.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, then I do beat you guys. I've done two lines in my life.
Yeah, I did one line here once, and that was it.
That was it?
Yeah. And I made Shannon come in and do her, so she was going to get fired.
I was forced after the
I'm one line ahead. Right there. I'm one line ahead of you. Did you hate it, Shannon?
I fucking hated it.
I just, so I did it after the show was over, and then Chris from Brooklyn, like, because I'm a baby, so he, like, portioned me out a tiny little bit, and I just started to, like, feel it on my way home, but I think I wasn't in the right mindset or something for it. It just felt weird to me, and my gums were all numb. Yeah.
Didn't we all go to fucking Sotsko after, or you didn't
come? Not that. You guys went.
We all went to Sotsko after, yeah. I was up till, I could not fucking sleep. Anyway, how about this one? I could be wrong on this one, too. You got into SAG by doing a commercial with LeBron James. Boom.
True. And I had no idea who LeBron James was at that moment.
Nice. You knew it was Ralph.
I know the name.
I was flirting the entire...
He's in basketball, I'm pretty sure.
What team?
No fucking
Come on, man. Really? No,
he's a Jew.
No, you should be able to tell me the team he
Give me three
started
options.
With.
Give me three options of his current team.
He's been on three teams, really.
Well, right now he's in one team.
On one team?
Right now, he's in some team, right?
Sure.
He just put a condo in Miami.
Cleveland Cavaliers, Los Angeles Lakers, Miami Heat.
I'm going to go with the first one, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Now, he's been on all three of those teams, but he is currently on the Lakers.
Okay,
the fuck You're a doofus.
Shannon, did you know that?
That was going to be my guess, but purely a guess. Okay. I have no idea.
I have no fucking idea. I know he's a basketball person.
I miss Philly, dude. I miss living in Philly and being younger with my friends.
How about this one? Ready? She was on MacGyver. She booked it without even auditioning.
Nice.
Right?
True.
Was it because of an ability you had?
My agent pitched me, and I guess she did. And I was actually traveling this week, and I emailed her, like, hey, my book out date. She's like, Anya, I just booked you on something, and they want you.
But was it a physical role, I'm saying, or was it
physical. I played Christina, which is like an assassin. I like killed four people.
Oh, hell yeah.
My favorite, by the way, because I was addicted to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it was the last season, I think it was. Or the second to last, I'm not sure, but... It's, I always get Hitchcock and Scully confused, but you were one of their going to be Hitchcock's wife, and he lost the tooth. He found the tooth.
My tooth.
Your tooth, and he was searching New York to find your tooth, and you were going to get married to him, and then someone spoke Russian and realized it was all like not like.
And I'm pregnant from
with someone else. Yeah,
from
that was
my
great.
Sister's.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You don't remember it or you don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I can't tell by that face. Was that face?
Said, Shannon, you remember before when he said. I'm addicted.
I was.
To Brooklyn Nine.
I loved it. I still, addicted. By the way.
Wow, it's funny. A close friend of yours. I never heard about this addiction.
I love Brooklyn Nine.
What's this problem? What has it kept you from?
From writing longer books.
Ralph is a fucking HJ.
I can't wait till she fucking pins you, Jay. She's going to punch you in the face.
No way, dude.
You're going to fucking knock the shit out.
No way.
Boys. Boys.
All right, before we go any further. Wow, you got some stank on you.
Yes.
You got a little sass on you.
Yes. I'm feeling frisky.
What's getting in your pants there?
I like watching a tough woman come in and then treat these men like bitches.
Fair enough. Are you a responsible adult over the age of 21?
No. Yes. I'm just kidding.
Living in a state where Delta 8 is legal.
Mr. Delta 8 Vampire? That was my father. I'm just Delta 8 Vampire.
If you want to get high, really high, really super duper legally high.
Ralph?
Yes?
I'm from a different time.
Yeah.
So I don't feel weird saying that I find you attractive in makeup.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. By the way, if anybody wants $100 worth of makeup used once, let me know.
I might take some of it.
$100?
Well, with the mirrors and shit.
No.
It was like
$80. $80 in makeup.
That's a lot of Delta 8, by the way.
Oh, and all we made was a fat cholo and a gay Frankenstein. Was that worth a cool yard? The Delta 8 Empire would say no. Mr. Delta 8 Empire, that is my father, and he would also say no.
Oh, my God. I got lightheaded there for a second.
Gay.
Go to YoDelta.com. Stock up on gummies and vapes and getting high. All your stone needs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to YoDelta.com. They've been sponsoring the show for quite a fucking long time.
You know that lipstick on your eyes makes your brown pop. Kiss me. Come here,
BJ wouldn't be down for this, but you, Empire.
Give me a little.
You might be down for a little fucking.
Oh, dude. In old timey French Quarter. Fucking.
In your day, this was accepted.
Totally. We'll get the chick involved. Shannon, you want to watch me and Ralph lick dicks?
I would say to the listeners, follow me on Instagram to see what happens after this.
Okay. You're looking sexy, yo dog. Right, go to YoDelta.com. Stock up on your gummies and vapes for all your stone needs.
Ralph, it's getting bigger as I look at it.
Let's get back into it.
Now I'm touching it.
All right, and then last thing, and then we're going to get into this. So the Make Laughs Not War, originally going to call it Make Love Not War, I believe, and you switch it to Make Laughs Not War, right? Is that right?
How do you know?
Don't worry about how I fucking know anything. I do my research. But here's the thing I want to understand.
Because when you said make love, you started heading over. And you were
not war. And I was like, God damn it. I turned around and went home. Yeah. So now I don't know if this part is 100% right. I could be wrong on this one too. All right. I think your business partner for this is Barry Katz.
No longer.
But mm-hmm. He was at some point.
Kind of.
Okay.
You had to fire Katz?
How did a long line
of people firing Barry Katz, buddy. It goes away.
I don't know enough about him.
Oh.
I know he worked with Carl Kreischer and a bunch of other people, right?
I mean, no, he has worked with Kreischer. No.
He did. It's in his
He worked with everybody in New York.
Okay. For sure.
He managed him, yeah.
But I mean, there's a great Chappelle sketch that makes fun of him pretty good.
Oh, really? Okay.
I did his podcast a couple years ago.
Katz?
Yeah, well, he owned the Boston Comedy Club. It was one of the first clubs I started at.
He also worked with Louis C.K. He worked with a bunch of fucking people. Mm-hmm.
He was New York comedy at one point.
Right.
He was the dude. He had Chappelle. I mean, that's the biggest one. He had Chappelle.
David Chappelle at one point.
But on Chappelle's show, they do a good thing where they make fun of him as a guy.
Oh, really?
Pretty good, yeah.
I know the name, but that's all I know. But so now he's not with you anymore. Do you have another partner or are you just doing it on your own?
No, I started on my own. He joined for a little bit and then he left.
All right, do you like that I did it?
You think? How are you feeling today?
I don't know if that's super accurate.
It's creepy.
A lot of phone calls for you.
It's creepy.
Pretty good though, right?
Really good.
Pretty good cats.
I just have to assume
how
that's right.
How do you
right,
feel about doing a little wrestling in a movie?
What is he doing now?
His podcast, and I think he manages a few people still. I mean, he was like Dane Cook, I think, at one point. No, that was Dave Becky. No, I'm wrong. Yeah. But he had a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But are you impressed with my amount of research that I've done?
I'm very, very impressed.
Are you wet from my Barry Katz impression?
I got to send your
You need to do better than that. Get me wet.
Send that back over there. Okay. And then lastly, and then we're going to get into the nonsense of the evening. I saw you saying that you were doing like an acting studio in Florida. Do you still do that?
No. When I was living in Miami, I did it. It was fun for acting, yeah.
Okay. CJ, I know I do a little more.
You trying to wrap her to some casting couch pornography?
Yeah.
Well, here, I'll be the male talent.
Yeah, I'll be.
And you'll be auditioning with me.
You can read my book. Can you read my book out loud, please?
You creep. Damn, you're a creep.
And then, oh, she also has a few.
I don't feel safe with you anymore.
She has a few things coming out. There's something called Do Justice, I Die After the Piano are all coming out. Those are things you were doing, right?
After the Piano already came out. It's on Amazon, I believe. Miami produced very talented young team. Do Justice is, we're still in process.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? I Die. Oh, yeah. This one is in post-production.
I Die?
I play
it's you, female. But Jay, it's you if you keep mouthing off to me.
Yeah? Want to see what happens? Show me on you what you're going to do to me.
I'm playing female gladiator. It's about like undercover gladiator fights.
Do you have any brothers or sisters, by the way, or no?
No, it's me.
Okay. Because at 6'1",
you're a kidnapper. Does anybody know where you're at? Is anybody looking for you?
Where are your parents at?
Are your parents? Yeah. Are your parents looking for
How
you?
How far
at all?
Are they from here?
How long would it be before they called you worried?
What's your because 6'1" is even for a Russian girl, it's tall. You're tall. You're a big girl.
I am tall, but I feel like in Russia, women are taller. Man,
they are for sure.
Yeah. So I never felt like super tall. I mean, I was always tall, but now I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm very tall, you know.
Too tall for gymnastics.
Too tall, yeah. That's why I quit. I mean, they made me quit.
Thank God you didn't have to get beaten by some old Russian guy.
Wearing
the pommel horse.
Are you upset that the WWE thing didn't happen, or are you happy that it helped you pivot to where you are now?
I'm very happy and grateful, because if I would do WWE, I would never find stand-up.
Right.
And it's never been my passion.
Like, what was the catalyst to get you into stand-up?
Acting. I was doing acting. I was like terrified of mic and stage. Like, I was comfortable with camera and scripts, but like,
did you grow up with stand-up comedy, or was it illegal?
No, in Russia it was. We just didn't have it. Like,
they only had Yakov Smirnoff.
We never.
No,
heard,
they
we,
would
we,
hate Yakov Smirnoff.
No,
he
I
loved
heard,
America.
I never heard his name until I moved here.
Like, that's funny. Really,
he doesn't exist.
And everybody
in Russia.
Called you Yakov Smirnoff, so just so kind of from the Korea.
Is he still alive?
All right, Yakov.
Yes, I met him.
He's oh really? That's cool.
He does a residency in Biloxi, Missouri.
Oh really? Wow, that's wild.
I met him in Naples.
In Biloxi, Missouri.
That's great. Is that a big Russian
Yakov
crowd in Biloxi?
Maybe.
You think he'd be in Brooklyn, of all places.
He looks so young. He's like 70, but he looks like a teenager.
I haven't seen him in years since he was early. I haven't seen him since he was like on Night Court.
I saw him at the Off the Hook in Naples. Have you done that club? I'm sure you've done.
Off the Hook? Yeah, yeah. Hey, Captain Brian, if you're listening, I hope you die in a house fire. You're a garbage piece of shit.
Wow.
You should know that forever.
All right, so...
That's the... shittiest owner of a comedy
club really?
In the country. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He tried to fuck me pretty hard. Did a scumbag. He did a thing. He sold tickets for a Sunday show for me that I wasn't supposed to. I left Saturday. Or I left Sunday after shows. He paid me and everything. And then when people showed up, instead of just giving their money back because I wasn't there because he made a mistake, he told them that I bailed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I just forgot social media exists.
That's like Lewis used to tell the story when he was
trashed him hard on the radio.
When Lewis was a barker, he would say that, you know, there's comedians like Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., like they name all these big comedians like them are there, but none of them are actually going to be there, but just comedians like them.
No, that club is, staff was great. Food's delicious.
What city again?
Naples.
But a guy, an adult, first of all, once you call him Captain Brian, who's definitely a closeted gay, I really, honest to God, he should be in a car accident.
Maybe he has a crush on you.
Fuck him.
How long ago was that?
2-3 years now.
Okay. All right, so then let's just put this, get this out here. So the idea was you are a tough woman, you know, kickboxing and WWE and Taekwondo.
Ralph, I think, called you a faggot before.
Yeah, I said something.
I wouldn't have done that. That's not my game.
By the way, I also said I'm very pro Putin.
Why are you trying to stop the fire here?
I said Putin is the ruler of the world.
And then Putin also said rules.
Putin has some good ideas, I think is what I said.
Somebody really wants to get punched.
Ralph's name is Putin.
So we thought we would do something manly.
Did you get caught up with that great Putin on the Ritz line?
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
Did you ever see that meme? It was Putin on a Ritz.
No.
That was like everywhere for a while.
Sorry, you didn't realize I was a hack.
Yeah, I mean, did you read my stupid Kanye West joke today? That was really hacky. Wait,
you put a Kanye West joke out?
Yeah, it was so stupid. It just made me laugh.
Bring it up, Shannon.
Bring it up, Shannon. It's on my Instagram. I just, it's such a hacky joke.
I have Putin on there. Right. First. Here's one.
Oh my God. They're all over the place. There's like 1,000 of them.
This one.
That's the one I saw.
Oh. I'm going to find your Instagram. What am I looking for?
My newest Instagram.
I didn't say I wrote it.
Mine is really hacky. It just made me laugh because I was at with my a friend this morning who is known to be in a country that's not very pro-Jew.
Sarajevo.
And where is it? Not that I'm very Jewish at all. Do you have it, Shannon? It's a really stupid
Ralph,
joke.
You're so Jewish.
I'm logging in. Hold on. Here we go.
Such a stupid joke.
Wait.
Ralph, you're so Jewish.
It's your story?
No. It's one of my newest posts. Maybe my second to last or third to last post.
I'm going to show you your page.
Scroll down. Did it get taken? Right on the left, right there, on the left. That one.
Oh, it's a little far back.
Apparently, Kanye West was overheard saying that he's so anti-Semitic, he won't even take classes in jujitsu.
What?
Because the word Jew is in there.
Oh, boy. You should have written it that way, maybe.
I'm purposely stupid.
Even the wording.
I know.
Jiu-jitsu classes would have been better.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to end with the
classes in jiu-jitsu. Why don't you? Can you have drawn a picture of yourself fixing your necktie when you said it?
That's what it was. That was exactly how I thought. It was like a Triumph the Dog joke.
Man, you're a dildo. And the people out there work for you.
A lot
of people. Looking at you.
Look at them hating me right now.
Look at them looking at you on a screen, judging.
Losing respect for me. I will fire them all tomorrow.
They go, how does this guy
I run this place, for God's sakes.
How does this guy make the rules, they're wondering.
No, Lewis makes the rules.
Sleep.
Yeah, Lewis makes the rules and breaks them if he wants Ralph. He has no respect.
We got to listen, Jay, we're running out of time.
Okay.
So here's the thing. We were going to do, Shannon, what were the two things we were going to do? One is the obviously.
Oh, there were three.
Three. All right, well, we were going to end with the feminine side.
Nice. Right?
Okay.
Ending with the feminine
you
side.
You have pink hair.
Relax.
By the way, Jay.
You should be excited.
This is important. On a side note, Shannon and I today, this is to all the watchers and listeners of the SDR show.
Yeah.
We went back, Shannon and I, and we're watching old SDR live performances.
Yeah, I thought you guys were falling in love. It's weird.
Steven Dorff performing, remember? Jelly Roll performing, who was just at Skankfest. Who else did we watch?
Blacktop Mojo.
Blacktop Mojo, Corey Glover. There's
Candlebox.
So Candlebox. There's so many great performances. If you go to the YouTube page.
Everlast, by the way, performing at Skankfest.
I didn't see
my special.
Oh, he was at the special outside.
Came I mean, my fucking. It was
I, was
so
in the,
cool.
I was in the green room, so I don't really know.
Oh, he was watching in the showroom.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the green room.
So you probably didn't get much attention.
Eating Twizzlers, keeping quiet. All right, so what are we going to try on the manly side?
Okay, so.
We're going to let you pick the ideas that we had.
Okay, so we have arm wrestling, push ups, high kick, and then.
Who can sexually assault the other? It's a bracket system. Me versus Ralph first.
I go get Jay first.
You face the winner of who sexually assaults me or Ralph. Me or Ralph first.
And then I don't know if you guys want to say the one that wasn't approved.
Yeah, this wasn't approved, so you may be against it, but we're going to say it anyway. The idea was to try and pretend you're a cop.
Okay.
And you got to put our hands behind our backs.
Okay, this is fun. We're going to role play. Let's do it.
You do that one?
Yeah.
But do you want to say why?
Yes, Jay.
Jay.
Why?
Oh, I think I told you this outside. I have a bit where I say I cannot be arrested by, for sure, will not be arrested by a single female police officer. But understand this. I would be arrested by a single female police officer because I respect the law and I would allow it to happen.
But you would be allowing it to happen.
But I would be respecting the badge and the gun.
Right, not the
female.
Not the female. Because Jay doesn't respect
women.
I
don't not respect the
it's
female.
Well dem-
I don't respect the
female
the fact that she's going to be able to.
Anya.
If I was like, I'm getting out of this, I feel like I can get out of
Anya,
it.
Anya, Jay doesn't respect women.
That's not true at all.
It's very, I mean, obviously what
true.
He just said, he doesn't respect women.
No, you know what's funny?
Cops.
I wasn't even going to say it earlier.
I apologize for Jay.
I wasn't going to say it earlier, but Ralph sometimes goes to Miami and hits his mother. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. It's weird. He hits his mother and
Jay
he abuses
it.
His little brother. His little teensy brother.
Well, it should be in your book.
Don't call him teensy. That's not nice.
And then he has gay sex.
Remember
with
when
stepfather.
He said, you said before, don't talk about my girlfriend that way? I'm saying don't talk about my brother that way.
Why? Because you're teensy brother and you have gay sex with your stepfather? So what, dude? You're a freaky family.
It's 2022.
It's 2022, dude.
Don't beat the fuck out of this guy, please. For God's sake.
Why? Because you had gay sex with your stepfather that one time.
With my teensy brother.
With your teensy little brother.
Shannon, look, is this camera on?
Yes. Also, just to say, the feminine one, because people in the chat are saying none of these are feminine ones. We didn't see it.
Well,
the feminine
if you can
one...
see this. Can you see this on the camera? Hold on. We have makeup, mascara, and Jay and I and her are going to put on makeup as the last round and see who does it best.
Yes.
I'm still looking there for
we have mascara,
that
eyeliner,
and yeah, and by the way, me and Shannon buying makeup today was hilarious. I didn't know what was what. I'm like, I think this is makeup. This is mascara. Like,
I still don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to Sunny Annie's dress like this
that.
No matter what, though.
All right. Shannon, do you want me to bring this out there or you're bringing this out there? How are we doing this?
I will. Let me think.
All right. So here's the idea.
So what are the contests?
So Jay's going first.
What is the contest?
He's going to try and put your arms behind your back.
Okay.
Is he sitting or he's standing?
We're going to go out there so there's room.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Out there, so there's room.
You can't tackle me.
Oh, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Take me to the ground?
Oh my God, I would love it.
Are you ticklish?
I'm going to get hurt.
Shannon, come in here, please.
Oh, I'm very ticklish.
Just let this camera go. Put this camera on. I'm putting it on her.
Give me one second. I just need to switch one shot. Right,
I'm putting this on them right now.
You're just a creep.
Hold on one second. Okay. Wait, talk about something else for just one
second.
Okay,
we'll talk about how Jay doesn't respect women. Keep that in mind.
Power up. Remember that time you killed an underage prostitute in Thailand?
Was it when you weren't respecting women in any way, shape, or form?
That's not true at all, dude. I love my mom so much. I love. Rest in peace, my mom.
You love your mother, but that doesn't count.
I love my mother also, and I would never...
I know the way you said it before. It sounded like
I'll tell you what. I would definitely not have gay sex with my twin brother.
No, but that's fine. At least I respect women.
I wouldn't sleep with my stepfather.
At least
Joe.
I respect women.
I wouldn't sleep with Joe the way you have sex with Robert.
Oh, you gotta
double up.
Got
good.
Okay, you good? I got them on. Okay, yeah. So come in here and take this.
Are there snacks out there?
There's not hungry. Yeah, well, you can't eat those snacks when you're fucking with your arms behind you,
dude. You think I can't eat snacks while girl's husband arm on my back?
Okay. Shannon, you want to come take this? Hold on, Shannon. I'm bringing this out for you. I'm sitting here. Thank you, Shannon. All right, right now, Shannon is taking the camera, and she's going out in the hallway for those of the audio listeners, and she is bringing that camera to see if she can take Jay down. If she wins, if she does this, Shannon, you can't hear me, but I'd be so fucking happy. Oh, we're getting a little weird echo.
You're doing this. This is a close.
This is all being recorded.
We're hearing the audio. All right, right now the audio is they're in the lounge. They can't hear me, but Jay is snacking.
Load up a little bit.
Jay is carbo loading.
First, right?
No push-ups.
She's gonna try to arrest me.
She's gonna try and take Jay down.
Are we gonna do this first?
Yeah, just take Jay down.
I feel like we should save this one.
She said no to push-ups. She said no to push-ups.
I feel like we should save this one to the end.
No, it's already been an hour. It's already been 45 minutes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, so Jay and down. She's going to...
Why did Ralph sound so much like... Starting
on the ground?
Just take it. Just take him down.
What do you think is a fair amount of time? 30 seconds?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Try to hold my arms for a moment.
Just fucking take him down.
Pin you behind your back, yeah.
Yeah, just do it. 30
seconds? Is that...
Yes. 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
All right, let's do it. Oh, my God. I think she's going to do it. I think she's strong enough. She's a tough girl. She's a big girl. She's 6'1".
Go.
Go. Oh, let's see what's happening. So Jay's trying to hold back. Oh, my God. Right now, Jay, she's trying. Jay's holding back.
What a little doughboy.
Jay, oh, my God.
Doughboy.
I think Jay's winning. I think Jay's...
You're gonna get Ralph for sure.
I'm not
doing it. All right, time's up.
Oh my God, it didn't happen. Oh. Jay succeeded.
I don't know how to turn it off.
All right, hold on. I'll stop it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, right now, Jay succeeded. I feel that Jay did succeed.
I failed.
You failed.
I failed.
Okay, Jay, you failed on that. I thought, by the way, I would say this. I really believed in my heart that you were going to be able to do it.
I almost got
it. She's going to do me now. She's going to do me. Give her a second to catch her breath.
She's strong.
Yeah.
He's strong. Are you workout? Do you workout?
Yeah. Check the show out here.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Ralph, treat yourself and stop fucking around.
Listen, I gotta go fuck my stepfather after this.
Get some, dude.
He wants to be touched.
That's good.
Work out.
You hate it.
No, I love it.
You hate it so much. I think she's going to get you.
If I shit my pants, does that make me less attractive?
Yes.
Okay. Is he ticklish too?
I'll say $50. I don't think Ralph's ticklish, but he's bashful.
What does it mean, bashful? I never heard this word.
Like shy?
So he probably doesn't want you to
tickle my
shirt up.
No, he didn't do that to you.
She didn't.
She's not doing that to me. I'll fucking.
He probably.
Like also though, by the way,
like touching his.
Let me just say one thing. I mean this very sweetly. I'll punch a bitch.
You won't.
I mean very sweetly.
You won't though. Just like a
I'm gonna stand like a stoic
touch.
I'm gonna stand there. You know what I'm gonna do?
Do you want to go with me and touch him?
I'm gonna stand there like a stoic asshole.
I have to talk.
I'm gonna stand there like a stoic asshole and not move.
Should I sit in your seat so I can see?
Yeah, so you can see. Okay, let's do it. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta turn this back on. No, she doesn't want to. She didn't want to do a push-up.
Push-ups. Me either. I hate push-ups.
Hold on, let me make sure this is live. Is it live, Shannon?
Shannon, are we live? Fuck it, we'll do it live.
All right, that should be good. Should I leave my?
Damn, you guys lit a candle for Ralph's vigil. Nice.
Oh man.
Hey, Harrington.
I'm not ready for this.
All right, here we go. This is big. Ralph's been looking like a goddamn ass. This girl should probably marry Ralph, though, quite honestly.
What?
Ralph, you got to be really, like, height-wise, it does make sense. He likes some Russian. I don't know if he likes him so much with a cause, though. That's a lot.
Where were Jay's hands?
Well, here we go.
On the wall.
Boy, only.
I think Ralph looking slim as ever. That loss of weight not going to be a big help on the back end. She's about to fuck his shit up. Oh my God, he's such a pussy. Oh my God, he's such a pussy. Look at him go. He's so nervous. Look at her. Fuck his shit up. Fuck his shit up. Go aggressive. Take him down.
Wow.
I think in this situation, you watch the bowls.
Wow, dude.
I won.
Damn, dude, you're so gay.
I think you are.
Yeah, because you're...
Well, Ralph, all you've proved is you're a misogynistic piece of shit.
She said something very interesting. Get over here.
You're gonna hit me. Are you ready?
Hold on. Let's all get settled in.
Yeah.
I feel
it's
so
important
weak.
That we all get... Put your mic, your headphones on.
I'm gonna
on.
Go work out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that important? What did you say out there? I couldn't hear you.
I said that you're stronger than Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I wasn't flexing on a chick.
I wasn't. You did the same thing.
He didn't move. He looked very steady.
Yeah, I told you.
I was playing along.
I told you I wasn't going to move.
Want to have his feet of strength together?
Yeah, I can do anything.
Remember you said you could bench press 300-some pounds?
Fucking, I can't do anything. But this shoulder's fucked. But what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Well, we can't do it
now. We got to do makeups.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, makeups?
No, I hope I win at this one.
Yeah, our makeup game?
We got to do the makeup game before we get this in there. But would you say that... Would you say this for both of us? Do you think we both were stronger than you expected?
Yeah, and actually, and you know what? I'm happy I lost. Like, I want men to be stronger.
Oh, that's the way it's true. That's why I like Russian women, by the way.
I like that. They really are stuck in the 50s.
I love it. That's the only reason why I get laid by Russian women.
You know what, Anya? I'm going to get you pregnant barefoot tonight. You just lucked out, sweetheart.
People tell me when I was in Russia that I look like Philippe Kirkorov. You know who that is?
You do. It's right. It's, yeah.
See that, Jane?
Well, he molests children.
That's him and I have that in common. We have that in common.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so now, Shannon, what are we doing here?
I feel like Ralph is going to be really good at it.
Okay, so I'm going to...
never done this before.
I feel like a minute is a fair amount of time, so you'll have a minute. Is that not enough?
I don't know what we're doing.
So you guys are...
I think 30 seconds at least per thing. What are these different things?
I don't know what this is.
So there is eyeliner, liquid eyeliner.
Hold on, let me just find out what's what.
This is liquid eyeliner?
Yes.
Hold on.
Mascara.
This is eyelash thing.
That's mascara.
Is that what you call that?
Yes.
Okay, I like it. I'm good. Say no more.
Hold on. Okay, eyelash thing.
Mascara. Eyeliner.
What is this?
That's eyeliner.
My God.
And you have to do a winged eyeliner.
I don't know what that means.
I think we get a minute and a half, 30 seconds
what
per
is,
thing.
Okay. What is it? You'll have red.
And lips.
All right, hold on. What are you supposed to do first?
You do whatever you want
Whatever
first.
You want first, dude.
Make yourself pretty.
Okay, so hold on. So
fashion's a playground, Ralph. Do you even know that?
All right, so eyeliner.
God, this guy's
mascara,
so stuck in the old
mascara,
days.
Mascara.
And lipstick.
And lipstick. And just so you can ask one more time.
I've been ready.
Hold on. This is eyeliner or mascara?
Mascara.
This is mascara.
Your eyelashes.
No, dude, it's eyeliner. You buffoon. Did you have a mother even growing up?
Not one that would
show
me.
Were you raising a bomb shelter?
Oh, my God. I don't know how to do this. All right.
Mom didn't do her makeup sitting in the Indian style in front of a mirror in a small apartment?
Here's a dumb question.
Jewish bitch.
He may not
this
be a
fucking Jewish right, son of a
I just,
bitch.
By the way, just because I see they both grabbed this first, I'm grabbing this first. Apparently, this is first.
Because Jay and I have done it before.
Yeah. You clearly have never come to my drag show every month.
Only because they both grab. I was going to go to the eyes first.
Yeah. My name's Flame Cunt Fuck.
Hold on. What is this called again?
That's eyeliner.
All right. Dude, drag queens always have to, super offensive names.
If I was black, mine would be
Miss Cunt Fuck Dick
Stick.
Mine would
be Miss Coco Nuts if I was black. That's my name.
And you all have to do a winged liner, which means you extend, like a cat eye, you extend the line of your eye.
Okay.
Hold on. Asian.
Hold on. So eyeliner.
Mascara.
Mascara and lips.
Lipstick, yep.
Oh, all right, my God.
You have a minute and 30 seconds, and I'm starting now. Go.
Oh, my gosh, I wish I could see them right now. What are they doing?
Okay, that's that. Okay, and now this.
Where's the schmutz?
I already have mascara on.
Once upon a time.
Okay.
Why do you feel like they're like
this?
Does he?
Sharon, I've already won, if you ask me.
He really enjoys it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I fucked up so bad.
That's a good red color.
Oh my God. I look like a lunatic.
Work. Work.
You got 30 seconds.
God damn it.
We need more.
I fucked up my lips so bad.
We need more, Shannon. We need a little minute.
We can do 2 minutes.
No, I'm done. I can't do anything.
I'm not done.
Ralph, you can.
All right, I'm going to try and clean it up a little bit. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right. Anya, you're so fucked right now. I don't even know how fucked you are.
I look like a child that just stole the makeup.
I'm sad I can't see Jay's face. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I fucked up so bad.
Guys, you look amazing.
I look so bad.
30
oh God.
Seconds.
Jay did something really artistic.
I look like I just blew a homeless guy.
You look like Philip Kirkorov.
Oh God, I'm done.
Why do you have red lipstick under your eyes?
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Done. Done.
Oh my God.
Hold on, hold on.
Right.
Beautiful.
Jay, you kind of look good like that.
Jay has mascara on his lips, and I have lips on my eyes.
You put some lipstick on your eyes?
Accidentally, and you put some mascara on your lips.
That wasn't an accident. I put eyeliner on my lips, dude. I lined it like a chica.
I put me and Jay side by side. Can you do that?
I'm trying to get a fucking Latin gang.
Jay, looks like you have an eye tattoo. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No,
the name's not Jay. It's a little mousy.
I think
and Jay, I'm living La Vida Loca.
I think Jay won. There's no denying Jay won this one.
Jay won,
I don't know, Ralph. You did pretty good, buddy. But I will say, the lip liner on the lips is a motherfucker.
That's a good idea, Jay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I did the wings.
I think I got a little bit of the wings. They did a little bit of the wings.
Look at these wings, dude.
Yeah, you got real wings. By the way, I got to walk home after this.
I feel like Anya should judge who's the
Anya can judge.
Damn it. Let me just...
Anya's going to make the call.
You're all hot for Ralph. You think he's going to make you a citizen?
I'm already a citizen.
Damn it. He has no control over you now. Now make the right decision.
I'm not a slave anymore.
Dobre utro?
I don't know who's winner.
I can make borscht and pelmeni from scratch.
Pelmeni?
From scratch.
Oh, damn, I love food.
Hold on, Jay. I want to show a picture. Hold on a second.
I thought he said he can make abortion from scratch.
Abortion. Hold on. This is going to sweeten my deal. Hold on a second. Okay. One second.
Let's see what he got.
One second here. I have it on my phone.
I feel like you're cheating, though, Ralph.
Dude, Jay always cheats.
He's a Jew.
Good point.
I'm very anti-Semitic right now.
Jay is also a Jew.
Here's my pelmeni from scratch.
I don't believe you. It looks too pretty.
I swear to God. And here's my borscht from scratch.
I don't believe you.
Swear to God on my life.
No.
On my life.
This is one of your girls.
Yes, sure, but I want you to know this too. I voted for Drago at the end of Rocky IV.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah,
and Putin. And Putin.
I thought I was fucked up when they did the Drago.
Damn, that's such a tough choice.
You have to pick one. We got to wrap the show up soon.
Okay.
Ralph makes borscht.
I like your red lipstick on your... above your eyes, but I really like the black
I don't like. She's fucking. I don't like. Well, I know. Jay won. I think Jay won.
Jay won.
Ralph, you
catch me outside.
It looks organic with his tattoos.
No,
Jay wins.
Jay wins. I think Jay definitely wins. Yes.
It looks organic.
Shannon, where are we at counting up the old episodes?
I am almost. Skankfest kind of put a little.
I got it. But would you say you're at least 70% through?
I would say halfway through.
Okay, okay.
But I feel like Jay has picked up more recently. So for like sure. Right now you're ahead, but I feel like Jay kind of comes
in. Yeah, so Jay won this one, right?
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes.
Jay won. Jay, congratulations.
Thank you. Bravo.
Okay, so now we got to do the...
Hey, remember that night we both beat up a girl and put on makeup?
I mean,
which... Anya rules. How fucking cool
she's
is
awesome.
She?
Anya's
she's
awesome. Awesome. Oh, we got to do the first with Anya, though.
All right, ready?
Yeah. First time. Did you throw me that makeup?
Ever.
Maybe.
I saw. Concert, did drugs, had sex.
Jiu-jitsu?
By the way, we didn't even review Anya's makeup.
Oh, no. But I mean, she
just
already,
a girl did good makeup.
She's a girl that knows what she's doing. Very easy. I can't believe how fucking awkward I felt holding everything. It was crazy.
So now you guys know how much work it is.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you feel an idiot.
I'm grateful, guys, you did it.
Because I'm something good, I'm looking at you right now, and you look like a goddamn fucking idiot.
By the way, you saying that means nothing with the way you look right now.
Shut up.
With your stupid lip liner.
Dude,
your lip liner looks
so
retarded.
Fucking stupid right now. You look so crazy and ugly.
You look retarded.
I wish you knew how you look.
You look legit retarded.
I wish you knew how you look.
I know how I look. Do you know how you look?
Do you know?
Look
at
look, Jay. Let's help. This will help you.
Look at you. Look at you, dude. Look at you. How fucking stupid you look.
We gotta do the first.
Next time you should do makeup on each other. That'll be fun.
Dude, you look like a fucking buffoon.
The name of the show is the SDR Show. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest that since the Donut Time, the first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you ever went to, ideally something we've all heard of, but maybe not in Russia. Maybe it was Gorky Park. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. No, actually, it was
a rock band from Russia, Jay. Gorky Park. They had a song called Da.
Gorky Park.
Gorky Park. The singer became a solo artist.
You're obsessed with Russians.
I have an autographed guitar from Gorky Park.
Do you?
I really do.
You have a Gorky Park guitar.
They played
is
a
it
venue.
In, is that, it in? Tell me, it's in storage.
It's
though.
It's in storage,
thank
and
God.
It's also a it's the Russian flag V guitar.
It's worth nothing.
Worth nothing. It's worth nothing.
It was a lot.
They
to
did
that.
Some event for me, like when I was doing my radio show.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. All right. So your first concert you ever went to?
What was the name of French singer? I forgot her name. Hold on.
Edith Piaf. Edith Piaf.
Another one. Hold on.
Bjork.
She's not French.
No. Damn, it's slipped off my mind. Hold on.
Edith Piaf is a good one. I think she died a long time ago.
Oh.
Hold on.
You're a big Edith Piaf fan? I didn't
Well, anyway, it was a French singer. I was very young. My mom took me there with my father. And
what about one that you
female?
Went? What about one you
female.
Went to on your own?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
She's not French. She's Canadian.
But she's
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian.
From what country?
French Canada.
French Canada.
Is that what it's called?
From Montreal. She's from Montreal.
Okay. So you went to, that was your first concert. How old were you?
Maybe 9.
Nice.
Did you know who she was?
Or? I knew, but my father was laughing the entire time because he called men gentlemen, and my father started like laughing. He's like, "Where do you see gentlemen in Russia?" And he was like laughing. And like me and my mom was like very embarrassed. Like,
that's funny.
You should have gone on stage and kicked her ass.
Kick to the face. I get it. The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug.
Weed. I did weed.
After weed, unless weed wasn't the first.
Weed wasn't the first.
What was the first?
The first one was coke.
Whoa. Yeah. How old were you? Was it WWE? They give it to you when you walk in the door?
No, they drug test us like every few weeks randomly. No, actually, the first one was the ones that you put in a drink.
Roofies?
I don't know. Like, they drugged us in the club. Like, I was 16. And I was,
but not on, you didn't do that intentionally.
No, I didn't do it intentionally.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. So intentionally, it was coke, yeah.
How old were you?
I was in like my early 20s.
Were you were here already?
I was here. I was visiting
America.
Here.
Yeah. America fucks up everybody. Yeah. No wonder Putin hates us.
A straight diet of borscht and jujitsu, and then all of a sudden we got to do coke.
Coke, yeah.
You know, I like this that she thought that my she thought my pelmeni were fake.
Shut up.
Does it look too pretty? Does it look too perfect?
I'm very pretty. I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
Pretty asshole.
It looks like Jane. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're a pretty girl.
I'm a pretty girl.
I'm a pretty girl.
I'm going to fuck you later.
Dude, hold on. Dude, we should
have a room. I'm going to
fuck right now.
Make out and mush this fucking lipstick.
I know, the first time you had sex.
Shannon, would you three-way spring break make out with me and Ralph tonight?
I mean, you guys both look so hot right now.
Would you, my walk home is going to be fucking batshit.
Would you do a picture with the three of us touching tongues, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
First time you had sex.
It's the same time when I had coke.
Oh, really? The guy gave you the coke and then you fucked?
No, I had a crush on him for a long time. I was madly in love with him, and then I had coke. And
I thought you said you were in your 20s.
Yeah, I was a late.
The first time you had sex. Yeah. Wow, Jay.
What?
Early Jay, 20s.
I have a 20-year-old daughter, dude. I believe that's how it works.
All right.
Is she actually 20 now?
She turned 20.
It's funny, by the way. I think I told you this. I was talking to her on the phone, and she said, I'm going to go see my dad's special, so I'll see you there. And just because I've never heard you referred to as my dad, it took me a second in my head.
Who
the fuck is she talking about? I was like, oh, it's Jay. It took me longer than it should have.
Yeah.
Just because it was a funny thing. Yeah, really funny.
So weird.
Yeah. And was that a one-off, or was the guy you ended up dating for a while?
We've been very good friends for a while.
Is it Vladimir Putin?
No.
Okay, that's all I know.
Yakov Smirnov?
No, much younger.
I'm trying to think of other Russians.
Zangief from Street Fighter.
That's awesome. By the way, you've been awesome.
You've been awesome.
You could follow her at Anya_Zova on Instagram.
Yes, please.
Or go to makelaughsnotwar.com for dates. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to plug while you're here?
No, I'm just grateful, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you so much for doing this. Jay, your plugs.
This week, when's this coming out? Tonight's live tonight,
this
right?
Live tonight.
Oh, nice. So everybody got to see my makeup. Everybody, Orlando, this Friday and Saturday, four shows. Come check me the fuck out. Next weekend after that will be Kansas City Improv. After that, Miami. There was a booking mix-up where I was booked in Irvine and Miami the same time. It was a...
Was it an owner that also pretended you were there?
Or I was told it was a agent's assistant mess up.
Was that person fired?
Switching. No, I think it was somebody left and there was a mix up. So okay. I'm not in Irvine yet. I will be there. When I'm promoting the special, I'm going to be out in the LA a bunch. So
nice.
Make sure you come check me out there. But I'll be in Miami in 3 weeks. And then I'm all over the road nonstop till March. So look for a city near me. Near you.
Or near me.
Or look near me. I'd love it.
Wherever you are, it's going to be that
near
city.
Near me would be better. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Of course, The Bonfire, 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Series XM 103, with me and Dan Soder and the Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And that special should be coming out, I think, January, February.
It was hopefully sooner than the special you filmed when we were in Texas.
That was audio. That was an album, but we have to hold that now because I have a special coming out.
Yeah, of course. It makes sense. Okay, Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me at ShannonLee6982. On Instagram, listen to my podcast, The Thing Is
Ding.
Thank you. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And the ghost hunting special is out right now. If you're listening live, it's not yet, but by the time this releases, it will be. It's me and Maddie, along with Brian Six and Ryan Shaner of the Affect It podcast, and we spend the night in a haunted house.
So great news. No ghosts.
You don't know that.
No, I know. By the way, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say there's some questionable thing.
No. I know nothing about it, but I'll tell you this. It's no ghosts.
Questionable thing. I would say questionable
but
thing.
But I will say, I mean, never ask anything of the listeners, but if you could, I really need the numbers on the YouTube page so we can get sponsorship to continue to do this as a series. So please listen on YouTube.
All right. So
yeah, don't you want us to go not find ghosts in Virginia and some kind of spooky place in Massachusetts?
Saskatchewan?
Jay, we're going to bring you when we go to like one of the darkest, scariest
places. Jay shits.
Take me on the most terrifying
and Jay
one.
Jay shits his pants.
But I will tell you this. I'll be strapped to you. Like Shannon, as long as simply you are with me, I will walk through the most haunted, evilest place in the world. All I need is another person. I will panic if I'm by myself.
So what if we like put you in like one room with a camera to do some experiments? Would you be down to do that just for a few minutes?
By yourself.
Where are you guys at?
Like, laughing behind you in a door?
Like on the same floor, but like further away.
Yep. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Can I have my phone with me?
Nope.
No.
Damn.
And no lights.
Just for a few minutes.
For a few minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
All right.
You'll do it, deal?
100% I'll do it. Okay. And I'll freestyle rap while talking. And I'm not good at that at all.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday. We're opening our first location on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. Good Sugar, the location, is opening at the end of November. And tomorrow, I am flying to Iceland to run a half marathon on Saturday. Shannon, hit the music. You don't want to hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we do. But we also have to ask Anya if she believes in ghosts.
Yeah, well, we can do that too, of course. Yeah. That's
me. Do you believe that Ralph's going to Iceland to run a marathon?
Iceland, run a half marathon.
That's stupid.
Tomorrow.
No, I'm flying to Iceland tomorrow night too, but not for marathon.
Are you really flying to Iceland? Well,
you guys
see
are
you there.
Definitely going the fuck.
Right, so before we wrap, the question we ask everybody:
you guys are going to mush lipsticks.
If
shut up.
If our guests believe in ghosts, do not give an indication at all until all three of us chime in. Does Anya believe in ghosts, Jay?
Dude, she's from a crazy place, dude. She's no.
Yeah, no. Shannon?
Yes.
I'm going to say absolutely. And Anya?
I do believe in ghosts.
Of course she does. It's part of the
Sorry,
Russian
I
ideology.
Thought she was an adult.
She's a real
person.
My apologies. I thought she was an adult.
All right, that's it,
it's
everyone. Saturday's episode is who?
Hold on.
I know it. We posted it.
Tesla, dude.
No.
It's always Tesla.
No, now I'm going to look on the fucking Instagram. We should know this. By the way, Jay, I almost had Dawkins coming in the studio. And
the guy from Dawkins.
And I was going to play a hodgepodge. Oh, Jack Blades.
Oh, the new singer from Warrant.
Jack Blades from Night Ranger and Damn Yankees.
And Damn Yankees.
He's coming on the
show. Night Ranger.
Song of the week.
You know what? Just because
Night Ranger, Damn Yankees.
Let's play
Night
High Enough. Let's play Coming of Age by Damn Yankees.
Wow, there was another song.
Yeah, you know the song.
I don't.
I'm going to punch you in the fucking...
I know High Enough.
I play High Enough.
No. Play that other shitbox that no one knows.
It's a hit.
Totally it's a
I'm
hit.
I'm going to punch
But there's
Jay
no video
the
for it.
There's a great video.
No, there isn't.
You want to bet?
Dude, I'm going to fucking fight you in makeup, dude.
I'm going to make out with you and then beat you up.
Dude, I am going to rage kill you.
Are we doing High Enough?
It's too High Enough. To stay happy.
I'm going to rage fucking
Let's
bite
see you. Next
I'm
going
to bite you.
See you next time on the SDR show. Everyone, thank you to Anya. Thank you so
guys.
Much. See you next time.
I'm going to bite your ass.
Oh my gosh, I want you guys.
Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me baby. Don't say
You've been listening to the SDR Show.